Shakespeare isn't particularly intuitive for us today. He's not easy. There's a different language, a different mindset, but centuries of readers, writers, and actors swear by the richness of these texts. We need a guide. Twelfth Night, one of Shakespeare's most popular plays, begins.
If music be the food of love, play on. And you're like, well, what the heck does that mean?
Peter Webb specializes in English literature. He teaches Shakespeare at Iolani School and says, just look at it.
Does music feed love? Well, you think about it. You know, if you're trying to stage a romantic evening, you're going to put some music on, right? Okay, so if music be the food of love, play on. Oh, okay, he wants more of that. So now, oh, okay, the guy's in love. But we also know something about him as a person. This is a very flowery speaker. Most of us would not talk that way.
Would they have then?
No, nobody talks that way. And so when he comes on and says, if music be the food of love, play on, we're like, oh boy, who is this guy?
Ah.
And then the next thing he says is, give me excess of it. And like, well, what? He wants to have more music so that he'll get sick of music so that he won't be in love anymore.
I know, some think, why go through this? But consider, the resonance of this language and approach could be super rich for our data-stuffed minds.
As we find out later on in the scene, he's the duke of this country. And so that raises another problem is, can somebody who thinks like this be an effective leader? And as we find out over the course of the play, the answer is no. He's a lousy leader because he's spending all of his time lying around in flower beds making up love poetry. And so one of the things that's fun about that play is that you get to see how the way in which a person speaks reflects his or her interior.
From the rich golden shaft hath killed the flock of all affections else that live in her.
Shakespeare, when he set out to write this, I think he had some ideas in his head about wanting to make statements about gender identity.
Jason Kanda's directing Twelfth Night this summer for the Hawaii Shakespeare Festival.
You know, every morning after the rehearsal in the evening, I would come back and there would be stories in the paper all about gender identity. And so I really felt like 2016 is a year that we want to do a play that asks those questions. You know, what is it other than our anatomy that defines us as men and women?
Elizabethan theater didn't allow female actors, so gender blending is radical here in the old sense, back to the root.
Because we're in 2016, everybody's going to have a smartphone, you know, a selfie stick. There's going to be some anime.
Oh, no. So,
yeah,
really?
Should be a wild, enjoyable time.
Peter Webb says Shakespeare is not about plot. They were all lifted anyway.
When a character says something in a particular way, we can feel how that language creates in us a real sense of dimensionality.
Go to savor the language and enjoy the ride. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.